This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Well, to quote Tom Petty, temperatures will be free falling. Let's go to the Weather Center. But Craig, what just happened? Did the temperature go up in Manhattan last night?
Went back up a degree. That's right. Yeah, 57. We still have southwest winds here for the city, down the shore, east across the island, the Connecticut coast too. It is still in the 50s to near 60 with a southwest wind. The wind will turn around to the northwest. It is down to 50 now along 287 and up the Hudson Valley, right on up through the Thruway. West of that, it is down to 35 to 40 in northwest New Jersey and on up into Sullivan County and extreme western sections of Orange County too, where it looks like, at least according to radar here, we're starting to see some wet snow fall, and it is snowing in parts of the Poconos and Catskills. It's not all that far away, very slow to get here, but what a change by this afternoon. We'll all see a mix and a change over to some wet snow, maybe some minor accumulations in the higher terrain, especially for the northern and western suburbs this afternoon, and then just settle in for about 24 hours worth of unusual cold for the tri-state region. It will start to moderate a bit by the end of the week.
Craig Allen in the Weather Center. It's kind of a surprise to walk out in the springtime warmth this morning in New York City to see that they've pre-treated the streets, but it's coming in. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond's out on the road to Manhattan this morning.
It is a bizarre scene. Treated, Paul, is an understatement. Here on 10th and 57th Street, the streets are covered in salt, and there's a fine dust everywhere. Dorrell Arrington watched the salt swirl as he waited for a crosstown bus.
I went to take a seat on this bench right here, and it seemed like they got ahead of me because it's still dusty. I had no idea that it was actually coming down today, so I was a little caught off guard.
He was standing at the bus stop. He couldn't sit because of the dust. He was watching the salt swirl like snow.
It almost looks like this is phosphorus in the air a little bit, right? I hope you could breathe it.
Yeah, because it is everywhere. The sanitation department has over 725 salt spreaders. We have seen a few out this morning. Officials taking no chances after last year's November storm. We had a similar forecast in the morning and ended up with 6.5 inches that paralyzed the city. Reporting live on Manhattan's west side, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
One of those places that could get a coating of white is White Plains. We go there live now, and Sean Adams about some other story that we're watching, which is the possibility of paying more to park to ride Metro North. Sean.
Well, Metro North controlled parking spots have been the same price for 6 years now, so that might change. The MTA is considering an increase on average about $43 more per year, reports the Journal News. Plus, this is a pretty big change. They might eliminate free parking on Saturday. Commuters are feeling squeezed.
No other options. Can't drive into the city. They're trying to tax you on that too.
Congestion prices?
Yeah.
One way or another.
One way or another, they will get your money.
Now, this is important to point out. The increase would apply to Metro North stations east of the Hudson River. So here in North White Plains, $114 more per year would bring the cost to $1,250. But up in Patterson, much different story. The annual cost there would just go up to about $265. The MTA expects this is going to raise about an extra $1 million. The change would help bring Metro North more in line with the Long Island Railroad. Out on the island, though, we have to point out, folks there, they pay to park on Sunday and on holidays.
And we're seeing, I guess, the beginning edge of that freezing precip now moving into western parts of Rockwood and Orange in northwest Jersey, Craig.
There's about a 20 to 25 degree difference from the coast, from the city on east and south, and versus what's going on north and west of the city. And it is down to about 40 degrees right now, and we're seeing on radar, anyway, some mixing precipitation across portions of Warren and Sussex now, on up into western Orange County and the Poconos, the Catskills. It is snowing, but there's not much behind it. So in other words, the precip starts cutting off pretty quickly. However, there will be some minor accumulations, especially in the higher terrain, as that moves on through later this morning and makes its way on down towards the city and the coast. Yeah, we'll probably see some wet snowflakes, but the ground too warm, too wet, and very little in the way of accumulation for our area. However, the other thing to consider is how much moisture will still be on the ground when those temperatures are plummeting. I think most of it will dry out with the strong gusty winds, but any standing water will freeze by the end of the day. Temperatures falling from our current 57 down into the 30s by the end of the day 20 to 25 tonight with a wind chill of 10. And Wednesday, sunny but windy and only 30 to 35 degrees. Right now, the city temperature again is 57. Take it in while you can. Humidity 57%. And we still have a southwest wind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.